Good morning, Blind Cool Tech people. This is Mary, and this is April the 2nd, and I am going to be talking today about the Juice podcatching software. Now, I had originally thought I was going to talk about just the scheduler, but I think it would make a bit more sense to just talk about the whole thing, but I am going to talk about the scheduler first, because that's what I promised. So, let's do that here, and the way that I've got this set up is the way that I did it before when I reviewed the Alive audio conversion software. I've got one little microphone near the PC speakers, or at least one of them, and the other microphone clipped to me, so I hope that you can hear me okay with this. I never know for sure until I play it back, and I'm too lazy to check it and start over again. And I figure quality isn't really absolutely necessary for this. So, anyway, here we go.
Desktop, folder view, list view, my computer, 1 of 41.
Okay, this is JAWS 7.0, and the speech is at 15%, which is where I prefer it to be. I know a lot of people like it faster, but I can't understand that fast speech. And there are a few other people who don't prefer that either, so I'm just going to keep it this way. Okay, I'm going to get into the system tray because I know I've got Juice running. And by the way, you can get Juice to start up at the beginning of your PC session. It'll start automatically if you put a shortcut into your startup menu. And I'll navigate to that during this podcast just to show you where it is. Okay, we're going to go into the
select
tray.
The system tray icon dialog, list box, Juice, 1 of 8.
Okay, I pushed insert F11 to get here, and we're on Juice. So, let me push enter.
Context menu, check now.
Alright, we're going to arrow down
open Juice.
To open Juice.
Leaving menus, list view, on my way to work on March 24th.
Okay, now this is a list of podcasts that have been downloaded. I don't usually use this method to listen to podcasts. I go directly to the folder where they are and choose them that way. But anyway, we're not going to do that right now. What we're going to do is push the Alt key.
Menu bar, file.
And we're in file, and I'm going to go across the top here to show you what we've got.
Edit.
Edit.
View.
View.
Tools.
Tools.
Help.
And help.
System.
And system.
File.
And then it just recycles. I'm just hitting the right arrow here. I'm going to go to Tools.
Edit. View. Tools.
And I'm going to arrow down.
Menu. Tools menu. Check all F5. Catch up F6. Check selected unavailable. Add a feed. Remove feed. Control D. Unavailable feed properties. Scheduler. Control.
There's the scheduler. Okay, now it's Control L, but I never remember that kind of thing. Some of you guys are a lot better at shortcuts than I am. I like to just explore and tab around and look at stuff. Okay, we're going to go into the schedule. I'm going to hit enter.
Leaving menus, scheduler dialog, settings page, enable scheduler checkbox check.
Now, I've got to describe the way that things work in this program. Very often what you run into is tabs across the top. And tabs are actually sections of multi-page dialog boxes. Usually, when you get to a tab, you can right arrow or left arrow to choose a tab. But with this program, the weird thing that happens is that you can right arrow or left arrow, but instead of telling you what the tab is, it puts you into either the first item of that tab or one of the other items in the tab, so you don't really know what tab you're in. But we're going to go across here just to show you what's what.
Settings tab.
Okay, this is a settings tab, and I believe this is the only tab we've got. So if I push
settings
right
tab.
Arrow,
settings
left
tab.
Arrow, it's going to just say settings tab. This seems to work pretty good, but once you get into, you know, the settings and the options menu, preferences, I think is what they call it here, it doesn't work like this. You get into one of the items within that page. So you can't just go right across a screen unless you're in JAWS cursor or mouse cursor. But anyway, we're in the scheduler. So let's push the tab key.
Enable scheduler checkbox checked.
Okay, I have that checked.
Check at regular intervals radio button checked. One, one.
Now, there are actually a couple of radio buttons here, and this is not the default. I'm going to push the JAWS cursor key, which is the minus on the keypad. It's the upper rightmost key.
JAWS.
I'm going to do an insert R because I want to see more of the screen than what it's showing me.
Current. Frame. Unrestricted.
Okay, we're in unrestricted. That should be good enough. You're going to get some extraneous stuff in the desktop, but here goes. What I'm doing here is up arrowing, and I'm going to edit out some of the stuff that I'm passing as we up arrow.
A new bullet check at regular intervals radio button check.
Okay, now we're into the radio buttons. This is the second one. Let's go up one.
Living with the Land down. Lindy Martin interview down. CSUN keynote down corner 424 corner 1024 corner 1624. Key airport down. Ad hoc flower addendum down quarter circle check at specific times radio button not checked.
Okay, check at specific times is the default. Now, I chose not to do this because I want to tell it when to check. Okay, let me get out of here. I'm now in the JAWS cursor. Now, this currently says check at regular intervals, and that is checked. So, in order to check this button, what you're going to have to do, if it's set to check at specific times, you got to get into your JAWS cursor or your mouse cursor and down arrow, and then now in Braille I use a shortcut. I can push one of the routing keys and I can push it at the point where the check mark is supposed to go and it'll check it. Now if you're using JAWS or Window Eyes or HAL, there's got to be another way for you to route your cursors. But you want to route your PC cursor to your JAWS cursor.
Or whatever screen reader cursor you're using. I don't know what the term is in HAL, but I believe in Window Eyes it's the mouse cursor is what you want to do with it.
And you want to make sure that that radio button is checked for check at specific times. Okay, now I'm going to tab.
Save button.
Now we're running into a little bit of a problem because you want to know what is the time interval between the stuff that you want to look at. Okay.
Repeat every combo box, 30 minutes.
Okay, what I did with this was
15%.
I got to the save and then I did a shift tab and
66%.
I don't know why, maybe it's downloading something
100%.
Else. But we're in a combo box and these are preset times and I have it set to 30 minutes and it happens to be item 7 of 7. So I'm going to up arrow just to show you what we've got here in this list of preset intervals. I have it set to 30 minutes and we're going to up arrow.
60 minutes.
90 minutes.
2 hours.
2 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours.
8 hours.
8 hours.
12 hours.
12 hours. Okay, now I'm going to go back down to the bottom.
8 hours. 30 minutes.
And that is how you get into the combo box to set the specific interval of time between checking for podcasts. It's mostly just a matter of going to this checkbox,
radio buttons, one.
And then you tab once,
save button.
That puts you in save, and then you do a shift tab,
repeat every combo box, 30 minutes,
and that will help you to narrow it down. Okay, now I'm going to get out of here,
save, cancel
with
button.
Cancel,
Dude,
and we're back into the podcasting software. Okay, now just for fun, I'm going to go through the menu items here and show you what we've got.
Menu bar, file.
This is the file menu, and I'm going to down arrow.
Menu, file menu, import feeds from Osmo, control shift O.
That I've never done anything with.
Export feeds as Osmo. Preferences.
Preferences is one that I am going to show you here.
Close window control.
Close window.
Quit control Q.
Quit control Q. Now this will not actually quit, at least this has been my experience, or this has been my experience that it won't quit, it'll just take you out. If you want to actually exit the program, you have to get into the system tray, do it from there. But anyway, let's
import feeds from
off. We're back to the top again. Okay, so I'm going to go to edit, which is right arrow.
Edit menu, select all, control A.
And just show you what we've got. And that's the only thing we've got.
Edit menu, select
I'm up arrowing, and this is what it just says, select all. Now the view, I'm going to right arrow.
View menu, downloads, subscriptions, podcast directory, cleanup, downloads.
Okay, I've not done too much with any of these. And then the tools.
Tools menu, check all F5, catch up F6.
I've got this thing set up in a certain way so that when I miss a podcast, I just down arrow to the one that I want to get, and I push the space bar, and there's a toggle set up so that it's either queued to download, or it's downloading, or it's already been downloaded. And I press the space bar until it says to download, and then I come in here to where we are now and choose this option, which is
check selected unavailable.
I choose check selected. So that's how I get stuff that maybe I missed or accidentally deleted. Okay, continuing to down arrow.
Add a feed, control N.
This is where you add a feed, and you can just type the URL in here, or you can paste it, and that will put it in there, and then you tab once and it'll say save, and sometimes it'll say something like check the website because it wants to verify that it's there. Okay, and then down arrowing.
Remove feed, control D, unavailable.
Now that's handy. You can get onto a feed in your list of feeds and you can do a control D. This is one of the few shortcuts I remember in this program. And it'll ask you, do you want to or do you not want to? And you just push the space bar on yes or no, and it does it.
Feed properties unavailable.
Now this is kind of handy if you can't remember where a feed came from and you want to keep records of where these things come from so that you can put the information on another computer, or say you get a new PC and you want to redo some of this stuff, you can do it that way.
Scheduler, control L.
Now we've already been to the scheduler.
Select language submenu.
I haven't done anything with that.
Check all F5.
Okay, now we're back to where we were. Okay, let's go left arrow back to the
view menu, file menu.
File
import
menu.
From export preferences.
Preferences.
Leaving menus, preferences,
okay.
Dialog, general page. Set the general options for the juice application location and storage management MV. At startup only, show juice in the system tray, checkbox checked.
I have these set in different ways. You can check or uncheck them, whatever you want to do.
Run a check for new podcasts when the application is started, checkbox checked. Play downloads right after they are downloaded, checkbox not checked. Check for new versions of the application at startup, checkbox checked. Catch up skips older episodes permanently, checkbox not checked.
Now this one was tricky because you would have thought that if you had this checked, that it would skip stuff, but somehow this is backwards. I found that if you check catch up skips older episodes permanently, if you check this, then it'll start to download every single podcast that you've ever gotten from somewhere. And it's a bit of a nuisance, so I unchecked this, and it seems to work better because it'll only download the latest ones. But you can always get the previous ones if you want to.
Continue running in the background when I close the main window, checkbox checked.
Now this is handy because if you've got the scheduler set, then this stuff will run just as long as you've got your PC turned on.
Stop downloading if hard disk reaches a minimal of edit, 4095.
Okay, now this basically gives you a chance to define how big space you want the podcast to take on your PC. And I've never exceeded more than, oh, I don't know, probably about half a gig if that much, but probably not even that much. But you can adjust this according to how much computer space you've got, and it works out pretty well. I've just got this set to 4095, which is about 4 gig. The default is a lot less. I believe the default is 1096 or 1095, which is about a gig.
Download podcasts into this folder. Edit /new/podcast.
Okay, the default for this is somewhere in the documents and settings, but I find that to be so awkward that I have a folder on my PC called new, N-E-W, and within that I've got podcasts. And that's just the way that I set things up. I suppose I could have just said C podcasts and left out the new, but new is kind of where new stuff goes, and I kind of tend to look for that there. But you can, if you're the type who likes to just look at podcasts individually to see what there is, and you don't want to down arrow or up arrow through the window and in the main screen and all of that, then you know, you can do this. You can just tell it to put it somewhere, and then you can look in the folder. Each podcast has its own folder, and if there's a file in there, it's just a regular MP3 file. So if you have Winamp or something, you can find the files within each of the podcast folders, and you can press enter on it. Or what I like to do is use the bookport and get into the bookport download manager, or whatever they call that program. Push enter on the various files, and it will send the file to the bookport. That makes it very easy. And then once the file has gone to the bookport, then you can simply do a delete to delete the file from your folder, so you know that you've already got it and you're cleaning out your folder at the same time. It's not deleting it on the device that you sent it to, it's just deleting it within your folder on your PC. That's not always true though. Sometimes, for example, when I download stuff to one of the Olympus machines, it'll download it to a folder, but then it'll show where it put it. So you have to navigate back to the folder where you had it on your PC and make sure you delete that. Usually I do a shift delete because I don't want all these files congregating in the recycle bin, but whether or not you do that, you've got to kind of clean out the recycle bin once in a while, otherwise it's going to be full of podcasts.
Browse button, cancel button, general tab.
Okay, now I'm going to right arrow.
Multiple download settings combo box 16505.
Okay, now this is what I told you. This is another tab, but I'm going to do a shift tab to show you what the tab is.
Threading tab.
It's a threading tab. And this I don't do very much with because it just tells you how many files you can download at a time. And I'm not going to really look too much more at this.
Use a proxy server checkbox.
Now this one, I did a right arrow and we're in
Network Settings tab.
Network Settings. I don't do much with this either.
Choose a player Winamp radio button check.
Now this is really cool. You can choose what player you want. And this is the only part that I choose. And this is the
Player tab.
Player tab.
Choose a player Winamp radio
the list
button check. 3 of 4.
Include Winamp.
Choose a player, no player radio.
No player. I'm going to go past Winamp up arrow.
Choose a player Windows Media Player Radio.
Windows Media.
Check. Choose a player iTunes Radio.
iTunes. Okay, I'm going to go.
Choose a player Winamp Radio button.
Back
check.
Down to Winamp.
Player tab. RSS checkbox checked.
Now this one, I don't do anything either. It's file types, I believe.
File types tab.
Yeah, okay. Now the next one.
Synchronize my subscriptions from a remote service checkbox.
This I don't do too much either.
Feed manager tab.
Feed manager. But let's go through this.
Synchronize my subscriptions from a remote service checkbox not checked. www. Save button.
Okay, see there's nothing there. www.podnova.com.
Podnova.com.
I don't
click subscribing button.
As I said, I just left all this as it was. Okay, we're going to go back to the list of tabs.
Sync feed manager tab. Run this command after each download checkbox.
Okay, this I don't do anything much with either.
Advanced tab.
Advanced tab. And that's, I believe, is the last one.
Advanced tab.
Okay, so I'm going to shift tab.
Cancel button.
And get out of here.
Juice.
Okay, now what we've got is a bunch of windows on this screen, and the way that you navigate around these windows on the main screen is either you do a control tab to go to the right or a shift control tab to go to the left, and they all do different things. This window that we're in now, I believe it just lists different podcasts. I'm going to do a control tab.
List view, not selected. Malin Slice of Life podcast subscribe 0.
This is where the subscriptions are listed. Okay, and what you can do with these subscriptions is you can arrow up or down, and you can get a list of the podcasts that are in each subscription. For example, here's Lynette's, and since I'm on it, I'm going to push the tab key.
List view, 0 items.
And it'll show you what's there.
List view, not selected. Malin,
I don't think I have anything there right now. But this is kind of handy because you can find out what's been downloaded recently.
And I don't know why it didn't show this, but usually when you tab past that list of podcasts feeds and it tells you whether it's subscribed or not, you can get to a list of the items that were downloaded, and you can toggle by pushing the space bar. It will say downloaded to download or queued or, you know, something like that. And you can choose to download stuff that maybe you deleted by mistake or whatever, and then you can get into the menus, go to the tools, choose check selected, push enter on that, and it'll get that podcast for you.
And you can also use this to tab up and down and unsubscribe if you want to, whatever you want to do. Okay, we're going to do a control tab again.
Preview directory open.
Now, I don't mess with this at all. Maybe somebody does.
Select the feed combo box.
Who can talk about it? Okay. Now this, I'm not sure what this is.
Live podcasting 45.
Oh, this is just a list of podcasts that have been downloaded recently.
ACB Radio Replay Podcast 0.0 MB.
And I've already taken a lot of these out.
45.7 MB.
Okay. I'm going to do a
read only edit.
Control tab again. And I don't know what that is. Let's get out of this program. I think we're done talking about it here, and I don't know if any of this has made sense to anybody, and there are probably areas of this that I did not cover, but I think this will be enough to get you started with this, and somebody else can kind of fill in where I left things out. And I do apologize for the fact that this has not been quite as organized as I would have liked. Now, what I'm going to do as a final thing here is to show you where you can put the Juice shortcut.
Desktop.
First of all, what you can do, there's usually a shortcut for Juice on the desktop. So let's push J.
JAWS 7.0.
You don't want that.
Juice.
Let's say that you want to copy it. So if I push Control C,
copy. It'll
copy it into the clipboard. And then now what we're going to do is we're going to go to My Computer.
MPE, My Computer.
I've got this Windows XP set up in the classic mode. So we're going to go push Enter here.
My Computer.
And I'm going to down arrow to the C drive and push
Folder
Enter.
View, list view,
and
zero items.
D
documents
for
and
Documents
settings.
And Settings.
Folder view,
and push Enter.
View,
now, my PC name is Mary Emerson Zero Footprint, so I'm going to push M.
Mary Emerson Zero Footprint.
Okay, I'm going to push Enter.
Folder view, list view.
Okay, and I'm going to down arrow.
Data, one, cookies, desktop, favorites, local settings, my documents, netcode, print code, recent, send to, start menu, templates, user data, windows.
Okay, and this is showing you what we've got here. What we want to do.
User data, templates.
Let's go to the start menu. Push enter.
New list view. Not selected programs. 1 of 2.
Okay.
Desktop. I need.
We have programs.
Desktop.
And desktop. So I'm going to push enter on programs.
Folder view list view.
And then I'm
going to
push S for startup.
Sagebrush. Startup.
There. So I'm going to push enter on this.
Folder view list view. Not selected desktop. I need 1 of 3.
That's usually there.
iPodder.
iPodder. I happen to have iPodder still on this machine. And?
Juice.
Just a quick note here. Although I have iPodder on the machine, for some reason it does not run when I start up. Probably Juice has, I'm just guessing, it might have something in it that detects that iPodder is still on the machine, and I don't want to start iPodder, I want to start Juice. I have never seen iPodder running since I got Juice, so iPodder is just sort of a relic that's just kind of sitting there. One of these days I'll get rid of it. The reason I kept it is because it's got a bunch of podcasts in there listed, which Juice seems to be picking up. And I have Juice running on my other computer, but iPodder is not on that one. So if I get around to it one of these days, I'll just delete iPodder and put the podcasts that were there into Juice, and that'll be fine. But just so that you know, I don't have both programs running at the same time. I just have Juice running, and that's just the way that it works.
So if Juice was not in here, then you would push a Control V to paste it in here, and it'll put the shortcut in here. And when Windows starts, it will look in the startup menu, and it will see what there is to start up. Okay, so that is how this works. And I hope I haven't totally confused you with this. So let's do an Alt F4 to get out. And that, I think, is going to wind it up for this particular podcast. I hope that it has made a bit of sense, and if not, then, well, I'm sorry about that. As I said, somebody can just kind of fill in where I left out things, because I know I, you know, did this and just kind of did it spontaneously and not really sure what I left out at this stage. So I hope you found this useful, and I hope this will help you to use the scheduler. And I do appreciate you listening to this. And I'm going to edit this and upload it. So take care and have a good day. Bye for now.